Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
The FBI Kavanaugh investigation is on.
They'll be doing things that we never even thought of. And hopefully at the conclusion, everything will be fine.
I'm led to believe that the FBI can do everything that they need to do in a week's time.
They are gathering up all this information, tasking out new leads for new interviews, and then bringing back more information as they are preparing for the culmination of the report that's going to be presented to Congress.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 and 716. FBI investigators now contacting possible witnesses as they probe allegations of sexual assault and misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. ABC News has confirmed that investigators interviewed Deborah Ramirez, a Yale classmate who accused Kavanaugh of exposing himself at a dorm party. Kira Phillips is at the FBI headquarters with more detail.
The most closely watched and highly scrutinized background investigation in our nation's history is underway. ABC News has learned the FBI has conducted its first interview with Deborah Ramirez. She alleges Kavanaugh exposed himself to her while a student at Yale University. Kavanaugh denies the accusation. The president saying the FBI will have free rein in its probe.
They'll be doing things that we never even thought of. And hopefully at the conclusion, everything will be fine.
However, sources telling ABC News this one-week investigation comes with limits, reinforcing emerging concerns that the probe into allegations Judge Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted Christine Blasey Ford is too narrow. The FBI will interview Judge Kavanaugh, Dr. Ford, and three more witnesses, Kavanaugh's two schoolmates, Mark Judge and P.J. Smith, and Leland Kaiser, who Ford claims were at a gathering where the alleged assault occurred. Kaiser already on record saying she recalls no such incident. Kavanaugh denies all accusations. However, other Kavanaugh classmates who contradict his testimony about drinking are not on the list. Also not being questioned, Julie Swetnick, who claims in a sworn statement she witnessed a drunk Kavanaugh mistreat women at parties in high school. However deep this scope goes, there is no question testimony from the key yet elusive high school friend Mark Judge will be critical. Judge, a recovering alcoholic, writes about his friend Bart O'Kavanaugh in his 1997 memoir, Wasted, Tales of a Gen X Drunk.
I think the Republicans would have been wiser a couple weeks ago to have the FBI investigate this, and I think we could have had the vote by now.
Ah, the politics of it all. And the more I hear, the more I'm concerned and convinced it's all about politics, right? Nobody knows that game better than our political contributor and host of Hardline, Dr. Kevin Hardwick.
It would have only taken a week, and if everything checked out, we'd be good. But you know, a lot of mistakes have been made on every side on this Kavanaugh nomination, and unfortunately, good people have been dragged through the mud, and it's impossible to do anything about that now. Other than get to the bottom of this thing and hopefully have a conservative justice on the Supreme Court in the not-too-distant future.
What are the different things that an FBI investigation could turn up that might have lawmakers saying, hold on a second, we can't vote on this just yet?
Well, I'll tell you, there were a lot of people have pointed out. I mean, if you get on Twitter, if you check out news sites, there are a lot of reports that some of the things that Judge Kavanaugh said the other day, some of the little things about his yearbook and the like, Devil's Triangle and boofing and whatnot, aren't really what they, you know, he should have said, that maybe he was fibbing a little bit there. If that's the case, that could come back to haunt him. because there's this judicial principle, and I won't bore you with the Latin, but basically it says, you know, if someone lies about the little things, you can assume that they're lying about bigger things. And if that is applied here, and he did, he did not answer honestly about what those yearbook entries meant, there could be some repercussions for him.
What kind of a timeline are you looking at for a potential vote?
Well, I would, if they stick to the schedule, in about a week, it should all be concluded, and then we can move on to other things like the midterms. I mean, they're rapidly approaching, and it's it would be naive to suggest that what's going on now with this Kavanaugh nomination isn't going to affect the midterms. Now, how it's going to affect is anybody's guess, and anybody is guessing. People are saying it's going to help Republicans. People are saying it's going to help Democrats, but it does matter. It is going to make a difference. Look, many of us were focused yesterday as much as we could on those hearings. It was riveting. I mean, it brought me back to Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill. It also brought me back to Watergate. I was a high school sophomore or junior that summer, rising junior maybe, going into Watergate. And I can remember watching those Senate hearings. I was glued to them, gavel to gavel. And that's what positioned many Americans were in the other day.
A bit more now on the investigation itself. What will it encompass, and can it be completely done by week's end? What might it reveal?
Well, first of all, it's important to understand this is not a criminal investigation. I mean, this is a situation where I think you have to manage your expectations.
Peter Ahern of Ahern Consulting. Peter's a former head of the FBI office here in Buffalo.
In the criminal investigations, agents will have a lot more leeway to do things and use investigative techniques that they would have available in what we would call an overt investigation, when they're going out and doing an investigation of criminal activity like subpoenas, and panel a grand jury, and things of that nature. Subpoena phone records, look at emails with subpoenas, things of that nature. This is just a straight out, interview of people that have made allegations that can support allegations if it's there. And if it's not there, they will report that, the information, was not credible, it was not there. And that's what people have to understand. This isn't a full-blown criminal investigation where, the FBI would bring in those tools. But people have to remember, though, when you're being interviewed by an FBI agent, it's a felony to lie. So people will have to be factual if they can be. And also remember, too, that they don't have to be interviewed. If they say they don't want to be interviewed by FBI agents, they can say no, thank you.
What would the final report look like?
They'll put it together, and the report will be furnished to the White House. So basically it's taking all the reports together. There will be no conclusions drawn, no recommendations made. It will just be put together, the statements of facts and what we used to call an FD-302, but the reports have changed now, and this is the world of electronic transmission. But they're going to just put the facts together in an organized way and submit it to the White House. And it'll be an updated part of the, or a supplemental to the original investigation or re-up that Kavanaugh had, because you have to remember, he's had something like six backgrounds during his career in government. So this will be another re-up and focus pretty much on people making the allegations and anyone else that can support that information. Those reports will be put together and then furnished to the White House and, I guess, up to the Senate.
And then could the Senate go back to the FBI and ask for more information, more interviews?
Well, I think they could, but I think it has to be through the White House, though, because this is Trump's nominee, their background pretty much requests. So they would have to follow the rules in the chain and go back through the White House, and the White House would dictate.
Are they going through his yearbook? And how unusual is that?
Well, that could be possible. But again, if it's not somebody, I don't think they're going to go out and make, try to knock on a door where they might think somebody was, at the party. They need to have something that's leading them to somebody, for example, that was at the party. And they're going to go in and ask those questions. Who, what, when, why, where, and how? And start from that point, too. Now, with the original people that were even interviewed by Congress, I know Congress had some investigators doing some things. So they'll take that information and start from there. And if they lead them to other people factually, then they'll go out and do that. They're not going to go on a fishing expedition going through the yearbook, looking for who we think might know something. But it could be possible, but I'm not going to say that they did.
From one former FBI guy to another.
Once the president authorized this supplemental background investigation, and it was in the FBI's hands, there's now nothing that's going to interfere with the FBI.
Steve Gomez, former special agent in charge, has high confidence in the independence of the FBI probe into Kavanaugh.
The FBI is supposed to be an independent and objective agency. They're supposed to conduct investigations. Once they're in their hands, nobody interferes. That's the way they're going to conduct this. Now, unfortunately, there's been a lot of drama over the last couple of years, but I guarantee you, in this case right here, with the new leadership that the FBI has, nothing is going to interfere with them doing their job this next week.
They've been given a week. Is that enough time to uncover what they need to?
Yes, it is, and I can tell you why. Because they have activated every agent, analyst, professional support staff all across the country and all over the world, because if there is any lead or interview that has to be conducted outside of the U.S., the FBI has legal attachés that are based everywhere in the world. And the management back at headquarters in Washington, D.C., has activated every field office, every legal attaché office, so they know that they are available to conduct any investigation needed 24/7. And that's what they're doing right now. And there's a command post back there, I am sure. I mean, I've been involved in these types of operations, special investigations, where everybody is moving fast, they're working through the night, they're doing their reports. As soon as they interview somebody, they write the report, they send it into the command center, and they are gathering up all this information, tasking out new leads for new interviews, and then bringing back more information as they are preparing for the culmination of the report that's going to be presented to Congress.
All right, now we know it's been reported that accuser number two, Deborah Ramirez, has been interviewed, but Christine Blasey Ford has not been. Is that a surprise? I mean, she probably will be, right?
Absolutely. I believe that she probably is going to be interviewed. Now, I don't know why they haven't interviewed her yet, but maybe they have. Maybe it just hasn't been released yet. But there also may be some scheduling issues. You know, she's clearly been through a lot, as we saw in the hearing. But they've also heard from her, and they've spoken to her. And they haven't spoken to the other witnesses that she identified. So it's also possible that they're holding off interviewing Dr. Ford until they interview the other alleged witnesses that were supposedly present at that gathering. And then once they've talked to them, they may come back to Dr. Ford. And then at that point, they may also come to Judge Kavanaugh. So since nobody's really heard from the second accuser, it's very possible they wanted to talk to her first, get her details, her story, test that for credibility, and then from there figure out, okay, what other people do we need to talk to corroborate the second accuser's story?
Not the last time you'll hear about the Kavanaugh saga here this week. Back tomorrow.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.